34 past the hour. I'm Mark Maron. This is Morning Tradition on Air America Radio. My guest host with me for the last 2 days, Mick Foley, sitting over there. Professional wrestler, you know. If you didn't know, that's what he is. Big three-time world champion.
Professional wrestler can throw around the name of David Oshinsky.
That's pretty good. Yeah, you know, I was impressed, too. I was like, wow, Oshinsky, that's pretty good. You know, where'd that come from? We'll be talking to Anthony LaPay from the Guerrilla News Network in just a second, but right now I got to take this call, Mick. I don't know if you've ever encountered this, but since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So now, on the phone once again, is Planet Bush correspondent Lawton Smalls.
Smalls?
Yeah, good morning, Lawton. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. God's in the ring, and he's going to slam your head into the turnbuckle.
Okay, good.
Bam!
Yeah, I know. I think he's
doing that in honor of me.
Yeah, probably.
That's
a
different analogy.
You got that right, buddy.
So, listen, buddy, today we're going to talk about Bush's judicial nominations.
You know, Mark, the sooner President Bush gets his picks nominated to the court, the sooner we can start dismantling all the dead weight that's been holding up our justice system.
What? What are you talking about?
Like lawyers and juries and laws. It's gumming up the works, Mark. You got weasels like John Edwards out there, and they're like a meatball just sitting in your cold.
Wait a minute.
They're not going anywhere. They're just festering.
Lawton, I don't even know why Republicans are whining so much. During Bush's last term, Democrats approved 204 of his judicial nominees, rejecting only 10 of them, buddy.
You know, and that's just the kind of blatant Democratic obstructionism that's got to end. Why do you all hate our freedom so much?
Look.
You hate our freedom.
No. Bush has been appointing extremist right-wing judges whose interpretation of the law is narrow and intolerant.
Well, you know, you don't have to sell them to me. I know they're
good.
Oh, okay. Mark, judges are called judges for a reason.
Okay.
Their job is to judge and judge harshly. In the Bible. You know, President Bush once chose the justices who agree with him that books aren't for reading. They're for throwing at a defendant.
No. No, it's not true.
Here comes the law, Mr.
Democrats have every right to filibuster these nominations. Do you understand me?
Mark, I hate filibusters. I hate them so much. I could talk for hours and hours and hours and hours about filibusters and their harmful effects.
Well, listen to me. I want you to inform your affiliates.
They're going to have to cancel all commercials and free of all programs because I'm going to talk all day and all night about the evil of the filibuster.
Lawton, please. Can
evil
can just,
filibusters. If this bitch goes into the new year, I'm going to deny the harmful effects of filibusters, shouting it from the rooftops and I can't anymore.
Lawton, can I just...
You know what I'm going to... I'm going to read...
Why won't you let me stay here and talk about nothing for days? Because, you know, we can't preempt programming for you to just sit there and talk about nothing. What's the matter with you?
I don't have anything to do on New Year's Eve. Nobody asked me to do that. People hate me. I make them unhappy. Children hate me.
So that's what this is all about. Okay, I'm sorry, buddy. All right. Just take it easy. Pull it together.
Can I spend New Year's Eve with you?
I don't know, man.
Please, I got nobody. My cat left. I was going to spend it with my cat.
Dude, this is sad. All right. Okay. Yes, you can. Fine.
Can we have punch?
I don't know.
A noisemaker?
Oh, maybe.
A little pointy hat?
Maybe. All right, we'll talk about it. Just take it easy, okay? Just relax. Okay. All right. You all right? Okay.
And then we'll talk about packing the courts with neocons. The 60s are over, hippie, and we won.
All right, great.
We're rolling back the clock, friend, this New Year.
I open my heart. Thanks a lot.
I'll see you New Year's Eve. I'll bring you a sausage loaf.
Okay, buddy.
God loves you.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you.
Deal with it.
All right.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Great.
You too, Mick Foley.
He always gets me at the end with the crying.